Welcome back. It is HelloPod Hack at 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. Welcome to the week of extensions, as I said earlier. Now, if you visit the dictionary and check for the meaning of the word extension, it says a part that is added to something to enlarge or prolong it. My favorite example of an extension is with women's hair. You know, that thing they call attachment. If you look at it, it's not her actual hair. They say the real name is hair extension. So that means the woman's hair is not as long as you see it. But thanks to the extension, she can live the life of fantasy. You're like, wow, is that really a hair? Depending on the quality of the woman you're asking. She might say, oh, yes, it's my natural hair. Others would say, no, my attachment. Oh. So that's what an extension does. It makes things longer than they normally are. For example, a part of my life where I would love an extension is my bank account. If you check there, there's a lot of dust, cobwebs. It's old, it's rusty, it has not been visited in a while because there's nothing to see there. Imagine if I have an extension of that bank account. Somebody from nowhere says, you know what? Take this 5 million, take whole body. This is an extension. I'm like, thank you. I love this extension. So my colleague Andrew earlier talked about the extension to the collection of PVCs. Supposed to end this week, but INEC, I don't want to talk about the word that was used, but I listened to the guest say in its magnanimity. I'm like, really? You call that magnanimous? But anyways, let's leave that. Has extended the deadline. Another extension is for the redesigned Naira notes. Nigerians have had serious problems getting the new notes. Many churches yesterday were telling members, moving forward, your offering might have to look new. And all the things connected to this deadline, which, by the way, if there was no extension, would have been tomorrow. But CBN, in its magnanimity as well, just like INEC, has extended the deadline. What did they do? Well, they finally extended it for the exchange of old Naira notes by 10 days. Speaking in Daurak at Sin Estate after a meeting with President Muhammadu Buhari, who is in his home state for official duties, the CBN governor said the new deadline is February 10, 2023. He further justified the recent actions of the CBN on the Naira redesign. Let's listen to Mr. Godwin.
So far, and since the commencement of this program, we have collected about 1.9 trillion Naira, leaving us with about 900 billion to 1 trillion Naira to be collected. To achieve this effective distribution of the new currency, the CBN has taken the following steps. A, we held several meetings with our deposit money banks and provided them with guidance notes on processes they must adopt in the collection of old notes and distribution of the new notes to all Nigerians.
All right. I heard Mr. Godwin Emefiele, but I was more concerned about the phone vibrating in the background. Anyway, so February 10 is a new deadline. For those who could not do what they were supposed to do within the time frame given, an extra 10 days has been given for you to achieve your lost dreams. But let's come back home. The CBN has appealed to banks to ensure that the process of disbursing new Naira notes to Rivers people is easy. The Rivers State Branch Controller of CBN, Maxwell Okafor, said this after monitoring the CBN cash swap program at Umukrushi in Obiagbo local government area and at Iguruta in Ikwere local government area. He said POS operators were passing through difficulty to get the new notes. Ah, I see. That's interesting. Saying many get discouraged from going to the banks because of the stress of staying for several hours. I'm glad that this is coming from a CBN official. Things are looking up.
Many of the banks are making the thing cumbersome. For us to enter the bank today to assist these POS operators, it took a lot of pain. But as for hoarding, we need a further exercise to establish that. It means we have to go into their strong rooms, we'll check how they disburse, what they have, ATM individuals, before we can establish that. But the process is slow, and we are pleading with banks to make the process easier. So many people who came to bank, especially PS agents, got frustrated and left.
Wonderful. I love that this is coming from a central bank official. You see, because the process is slow, it is cumbersome, it's difficult, usually comes from Nigerians. And it's usually the complaint to the officials. And then the response of the officials is, you know, we're on top of it. Our men are doing this. We'll see what we can do. I mean, I heard a couple of people complain on Money Crossfire about the inability or difficulty to get their PVCs. And the INEC official was like, well, you see, it's not like that. It's like this. So the fact that a CBN person has said, I went there and I saw how difficult, it kind of makes me feel good. I'm loving where this is going. Anyways, moving on. Ms. Okafor also said the CBN will augment the efforts of the bank in disbursing the new Naira notes.
Anybody that's not able to exchange his own before the deadline will lose his money. But we are doing this to augment the efforts of the banks to make sure that as much as possible, everybody has an opportunity to exchange the old Naira. CBN is ready to disburse a lot of cash for banks. Our office is open as we speak. They can come in to collect cash and to deposit their cash.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Life is getting just a bit easier. Not so easy, but easier than it was. Some beneficiaries of the CBN cash swap program spoke to correspondent Martha Okere.
Though some ATMs here have not been paying for days, so I think this process here will help a lot.
For like 2 weeks now, I'm trying to collect this money, and today I came with 50,000 and they gave me only 10,000 naira. I don't feel good. It's giving me stress.
I've been here since 7 o'clock when I got the information that they are here changing money, so I'm so happy today.
In the market, we don't see this money. If this money they enter market, we will for no come here now to change the money. They don't charge anything for from you. It's only 10,000 I give them and they give me 10,000.
As at yesterday, I deposited it in the bank, hoping to withdraw new cash and I couldn't withdraw new cash. But I thank God as this happened now, I'm happy to have this more money at hand. It's not enough, but I can manage it for now.
And coming up shortly, we'll be hearing from our favorite bankers, the POS operators. They seem to be more flexible than the actual banks. But before we hear from them, I have a frustrated Nigerian in the studio with me. He has seen a lot. He has been through hell. This morning has taken him. In fact, this morning, he came to work with an iron shirt. That shows you. Carl Rocco is with me. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning to you, Sam.
How you doing?
Well, I am fine.
Okay.
And
talk to me.
Basically, received the news of the CBN extension for the deadline of the use of the old Naira note. Hmm. I received it with, you know, I was, this is confusion.
It is.
They are setting. Now, let me first explain what the confusion is. The confusion is that I knew supposedly there were 2 days left. That's maybe Monday and Tuesday, taking away the weekend. And I planned myself accordingly. Unfortunately, or rather, should I say fortunately, you know, I'm without cash. So everything I was to do at the weekend until Monday and to Tuesday, I said I was going to do cashless.
Okay.
So right now, I do not know how we're going. I had to do school runs somehow today. Do you know why? I have no cash. This extension to February 10, now here's the crux of the matter. Does it change anything? It wouldn't change anything. Because the problem we had, because they're making it seem as if for those who refuse to go submit their cash, Sam, that's not the problem Nigerians had. The problem was that the new Naira notes were not available.
Okay.
Who has caused this? The central bank, you know, talked about they made the money available to the deposit money banks. Now, the deposit money banks between them and the central bank, they have a problem. Look. Is it December 13, maybe December 15, when the new money was supposed to be in circulation?
Yeah.
If at that time we had, when you, Sam, you had some money, you went to the bank, even if it was 20,000 Naira, you deposited it. No wahala, you put some old money. That's taking less of the old notes out of circulation. Mm-hmm. The day you needed cash, maybe to pay your workers or perhaps to give to your cousin who needed cash, you went to the bank, what you withdrew was new Naira notes. If everybody kept on doing this, that man who is a trader, by the time he went to the bank, he deposited his old bank notes.
By now, circulation.
It would be in circulation. Yes, so you circulation see, it's not Nigerians refusing to go and deposit. Because you see, they make it now, make it's a Nigerian problem. They were the problem.
Well, we have to take rather. A break. But I disagree with you when you say there is no difference. It doesn't make any difference. Because look at this analogy very quickly. Imagine we're supposed to have exams tomorrow.
Yeah.
So 31st is the deadline. And then the lecturer comes and says, you know what? Exams have been postponed by 1 week. There are some people who could not cover some chapters that will use this 1 week to do what they need to do. So, circulation was not achieved, yes. But this 10 days, it will do something. It will make a change.
Let's go for that break and come back.
All right, when we return, we would answer Carl's question. That was not the question I was asking, but I'm loving where he's going. Does this make any difference? Stay with me.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It still is Hello Port Hackett at 92.3 Nigeria Info. Summer opportunity here, and I'm joined by Carl Rakwe, who is the programs manager for Nigeria Info Port Hackett. And we're talking about the extension of by the CBN rather, for the exchange of old notes to new notes. And Carl says, he said, of course, before the break, that it makes no difference if the problem was around circulation, not people going to the banks to swap, but circulation, meaning that the new notes were not provided on time by the CBN. It is not the problem of the citizens, but a problem by central bank. And that led to the question, does it make any difference? Carl says, no, I think it does. Because an extra 10 days to a business person, you never know what difference that would make. Now, Carl, the CBN already has the value of notes printed. We don't know if it's 10 billion, you know, unless, of course, if they are still printing. But I believe somebody was given this contract to make new notes. So if they have 10 billion, as at when they made this announcement, and it's still the same value, and according to the conversation with, I can't remember his position, he said 5 billion was sent to Port Harcourt. So there's no difference in the money that has been redesigned. It's still the same value.
Not exactly. We're privileged to have on the Morning Crossfire on Friday, I think Eleonu, Emenike Eleonu from the CBN in Abuja.
That should be who now, I was thinking about.
Let me quickly say this. When you said I'm blaming the CBN, no. Between the CBN and the deposit money banks, the CBN made it quite clear, like Eleonu made it quite clear that day, they have sent what should be sent to the various banks across the various states. It's not an exchange program. So if for the 1,500 and 200 naira notes, let's say for instance, we have 1 trillion naira in those currencies. They did not print 1 trillion naira. So they are not expecting to completely swap. Don't forget, part of what's happening is also an aim for us to move more towards cashless.
Okay.
So that's why there's going to be limited amount of money you can withdraw in cash over the counter.
Yeah.
And even via the ATM, there's going to be some limitation to what you can get. So what I stated was the problem was not Nigerians not willing to take their old money to the banks. No, that was not the problem. Not at all, Sam. The problem was that whatever it was that was given to these deposit money banks, they were not putting it out in circulation. Right until Friday, ATMs were still dispensing old naira notes. Imagine if the deadline was actually 31st. But on Friday, ATMs were still dispensing old naira notes. You go to the bank, they were still giving you old naira notes over the counter.
Yeah.
So you see, December, look, I'm not going to fault anything the CBN has done. If since December, I've forgotten the actual day, is it 13 or 15? It's since December 13 or 15 when it was said that the new money was supposed to go into circulation. If we had the banks, like I said, you go in with your old cash, when there's need for you perhaps to withdraw money that needs fiscal cash, you get the new one, we'll have the cash in circulation. But we have not had it in circulation due to the fact that the banks were still dispensing old. So when you now say they're extending it so that Nigerians who did not do the needful, Sam, that was never the problem. So that's why I said it does not solve anything, except now we're going to have banks from now to February 10, anytime you go to the bank or you go to the ATM, all that would be dispensed a new naira notes. That's when the problem is solved.
Okay, so if I have to blame someone, we have to point to the banks.
Yes, because the CBN insists, and we've not heard any bank say, no, CBN did not give us. The CBN insists that they provided the new Naira notes for the banks.
All right. We'll be taking a call shortly, 070-0923-0923. However, Carl, the bank said that what the CBN sent to them was not enough. That was their defense. Now,
the CBN says it's not an exchange, so it's not. We're not going to send you the equivalent.
But at least now, it's supposed to reach somewhere. If I was a man that had 10,000 Naira, and you're saying, okay, I need to reduce the amount of cash you have access to, cash, at least I should be able to see an 87K. It's not, you don't
it might not be 87K. It might be 5 or it might even be 4.
No, that's going to affect me. It will not help. You understand? There are things I need to do with cash. I need to spray money. But again, Carl, how do we know that what the CBN sent to states would at least do something? Since we're not talking about enough, at least be able to sustain that state.
Sam, why does the banks are suspect? You know, we're Nigerians and we usually suspect a lot. Why the banks are suspect in this one, before the redesigning of the Naira notes, I don't know if you knew there was a business in Mint. There was a Mint business owned by the banks.
Yeah.
You wonder why you see Mints at parties and at occasions that are being sprayed. Someone is actually reserving those money and making them available at a cost. You also wonder why it was that politicians were spending Mints. Sometimes they will not spend even any old notes then. Yeah. Spending Mints. Someone was doing that. So this borders on the realm of speculation. Mm. The speculation is that these deposit money banks have supposedly reserved some of these new notes for those high-end customers.
Emefiele said it. He actually did say that.
So at least he said so. You see, like I said, I cannot hold anybody, but even the central bank governor has actually said so.
All right. Well, between now and February 10, there is a Saturday in between. That means a wedding is going to happen. That means there will be spraying of money. If anybody comes and is spraying new notes anyhow, look at them one kindliciously, because maybe, just maybe, they fit the profile of who can has pointed this morning. They just might be a high value customer of a bank. But we'd like to hear from you. Do you think that this extension makes any difference? 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. Please turn off your radio as you call. We'll try to take messages on some other platforms, but I'd like to hear directly from you. 070-0923-0923. All right. So the experience for people who may have tried to... Anyways, let's take this call. Hello, good morning. Oh my. Call back if you can. I would still like to get your experience connected to whether or not the ATMs are dispensing strictly new notes. As Carl said, and on Friday, I actually asked people, are the ATMs dispensing old or new? As at Friday, they were still saying that they were getting new notes. As a matter of fact, some people have made it their obligation, their duty on social media to tell people what banks and what ATMs are dispensing exclusively new notes. This morning I woke up and I saw a tweet by someone saying, go here, this is where you get it. And it's truly sad if that is what it has become. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, what's your name?
My name is John, I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I went to the bank on Friday.
Okay.
With the cash I had. So I confronted there were a lot of, I don't want to mention the bank name, a lot of customers came into the bank and the place was very, very loud, very, very loud. So the manager came out and said, okay, that the reason why the cash in the ATM, if the ATM, or they have about 5 ATM, none have cash.
Mm.
So she says they gave them $100 million. I don't know if you understand.
Mm.
And only in River State, they have about 20-something branch in River State.
Excuse me, he told you they gave them $100 million. He gave you this information?
Yes, that they gave them $100 million. That they go to other banks that have just a singular branch. You understand?
All right.
That they may be able to get the new notes. But because in River City, their branch is very wide, they have to split and distribute that money across the bank. And a lot of the customers that come to withdraw that money are no longer depositing the money.
Okay.
So that is why that they are cash trapped.
Okay.
If you understand what I'm saying. I do.
People are not depositing money. That's not very easy to swallow, because I know lots of people made their way to the banks. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, hi, Sam. Good morning.
Morning. What's your name?
Yeah, Mufasa on the line.
Go ahead, Mufasa.
Good morning, Mr. Carl.
Yeah, good morning to you, Mufasa.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, Sam, you see, in this particular case, I think I want to align myself with the position of Mr. Carl.
All right.
You see, it's not enough to extend the date if we are not sure if there will be enough money in circulation. Because one thing is to go to the bank to deposit the old Naira note. Now, what is the guarantee that you get the new Naira note without going so much of stress?
Yeah.
That is the problem. It's not, you don't just come and tell people that you have extended the time, whereas you've not put things in place to ensure that this money is in circulation sufficiently. So I would rather say that it would be counterproductive if we keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect to have a different result. The CBS should understand that what the people are complaining is that the money is not in circulation, not that the people are not okay with the design and all of that. But
yeah,
what we are saying is the money is not in circulation and they should do something about it.
Okay.
If not, this 10 days extension is not going to add any, you know, advantage. It's not going to help the people in any way. That's
my
position
much,
on the matter this morning. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Mufasa, for your thoughts. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Zion.
And so, Carl, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to you, Mr. Zion.
These 10 days will serve some purpose. And I'll say at least by 70% in my own analysis, based on the Nigerian pursue this new note, the last week, this extension will serve us a little bit better. Friday, okay, let me say by Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the banks in my area were paying new notes.
Okay.
Yes, it's Friday.
But they were available
start today. The new notes are available at the machine.
Okay, okay.
People will draw 10,000, 15,000 based on what you want.
Okay.
But on Saturday, no bank was paying anything, not even the old notes. It's just as if they put a call on themselves, please let us not pay anybody money today. And people were scouting for money. Even the POS guys were also scouting for money, except the old notes.
Are you reporting for your area, Mrs. Iron? You're saying in your area?
Yes, it's my area. That's in my area.
What area is that?
The garrison area, the old GRE assets.
Okay.
These are my areas.
All right.
So, but this extension will help. But I have a problem with the CBN or the banks. If I may ask, do they say go and change your old note or go and deposit your old note? I guess problem with that word. Go and change your old note. And that's why we're having this problem. We are rushing to go and change the old note, but we are not going to go and deposit the old note. I think the CBN should take this correction. Tell us, go and deposit your old note.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say go and change your old note, which means we want to pay our 10,000 old note to get our new 10,000 naira new note immediately.
All right, thank you very much, Ms. Zion. There's no confusion from what the CBN has said. It is quite clear. As Carl said earlier, this is an agenda to push the cashless policy, and it's not exactly a wrong way to go about it. And if you think about it, it would mean that the CBN wants to take from you more than it's willing to give you. Cash, not value. So if it takes 10,000, it would rather you have 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, or 5,000. So we're trying to make sure that there is less cash, more transactions, but less cash. So when you think about it, you know, whether swap, change, collect, the point is you should be dealing with less cash. And that leads to my next question, which I was going to ask Carl. I'm glad he has become my resource person for this conversation. Let's look at the retail economy. How many transactions would a person need to do where they will require cash? And let me look at my everyday filling station. I use card. I think the guys who I still give cash, my barber, I still have to give him cash. There's a guy who pumps tire just in front of my... I don't pump tire every day. You know, but there are some small things where you know this person will not have a POS.
True.
They would require... So, in our everyday engagement, cash versus cashless, which is more?
See, okay, in our everyday engagement.
Yes.
Well, it depends on the type of life you live. for myself, in the last year and a half, in fact, in the close to the last 2 years, I've made it a point of duty. I hardly carry cash. And I always tell people, but I always have some amount of cash on me. Mm. But I hardly carry cash like I would have carried before. And I hardly withdraw and have available, perhaps in the house, like I would have had before.
Mm.
In fact, in the house, no cash. So maybe you just catch me with, I withdraw 5,000 naira cash and I will use it until it's done. Sometimes it might take a week because everything I do, I like to use cashless. So it depends on the individual. But for some individual, they usually depend more on cashless. And also, like you pointed out, there are some certain people whom you cannot, you know, deal with on cashless.
Yeah.
Let's take myself, for example, who do not like to have cash. It means I'll shop more at a supermarket rather than that lady or that woman or,
I
will shop more there because I know I will be able to use my card there. But some people do not go to supermarkets or malls. They'll rather, for the woman selling under with the shade.
They need the price now.
Yes, they will go to all those ones. And most times, there, you need cash. You're going to board the keke. I was going to cut my hair. Where I cut my hair is not close to the house. Mm. I usually take a keke. I don't usually drive. I'll take a keke. Will you tell the keke, my transfer give you? Or bring out your POS?
Nope.
So you see, that's why I said this was more of confusion. Because, Sam, I still have these little bits and pieces where I need cash. So I had tided myself that within these few days, I will rough it. I will manage it. So now that it has been extended, Sam, so do I go still and be getting old Naira notes? So like I said, see, the solution to our problem. The problem is that the new Naira notes need to get in circulation. And somehow, I don't know if you've talked about that, have you noticed that, remember, it's just 200, 500 and 1,000 being changed. It's seemingly 100 Naira has disappeared.
It's cursed. That was my question before you came in, but this is a better angle. But because I was asking, what about the other notes? But 100 Naira, 100 Naira is a celebrity right now. It is difficult to see. It is so difficult. But anyways, let's get back to the conversation. I'm asking, does the extension make any difference? Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, sir.
Morning, what's your name?
Yeah, I'm Apadi Gere, colleague from Asaritoro.
All right, go ahead.
Yes, I think the banks are the ones really punishing the public.
Punishing?
Because when my dad was alive, and he was a banker, and I knew that whenever you go in there for transaction and put in money, when they want to give you back, they will no longer give you back the old currency, but they'll give you the new one. In doing that, you see that within a space of 1-2 months, everything is okay, and the people will begin to deal with the new currency. But the moment now you go in and transact with them, they still give you the old currency. How can we get the new one as expected? So the bank should advise to take the old note and then do not bring it out again and bring out the new currency. That is my advice. Thank you.
All right. I'm hoping the banks are listening. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good evening, Tom.
Where are you calling from, my brother? It's morning here.
Morning.
Go ahead.
I'm calling from Port Harcourt, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, your brother, Kevin. Sorry, I'm bottom port by name.
All right. Go ahead, Kevin.
The problem is mainly physical money circulation, just as the brother has said in the studio over there.
Mm.
A common man or an average Nigerian needs money physically to be with him. So is it when they go to submit this money to the bank, there are times maybe someone wants to pay in 20,000 Naira, and you choose to take 5,000 Naira for yourself to perhaps buy foodstuffs or whatever you want to use for yourself at home.
Mm-hmm.
And while taking this money from the bank, you expect to get the physical cash of new currency from that bank for you to be able to spend the money that you're collecting from them. But it's quite unfortunate that Nigerians go to the bank, and if they want to deposit maybe, let's say, 15,000, and then take a physical cash of 5,000. The bank, at the same time, paying them the same old notes they go to pay into that bank.
Mm.
I have seen cases where I go to the bank with my brother, and the same money my brother paid in the same money they are using to pay me at the counter, not the new currency. So you even find it very difficult to withdraw now. And when you go spend the money you have with you outside, people start rejecting it because they have the threat of not being able to go and deposit the same money.
So do you think all this can be corrected in this 10 days extension?
This idea is already faulty from the beginning.
Kevin, do you think that we can make correction? I say we as if. Do you think it can be corrected with the 10 days extension?
Of course. Okay. Of course, it can be corrected. Now, okay. let me give you solutions. I'll give you option A and option B.
Mm.
And if these options will be implemented, I believe you will solve this problem. Now, okay. These are the options.
Your father was a banker. Go ahead.
Option A is that this CBN, as whatever body that has the influence and they have total control over this bank concerning this money, how they are being spent and circulated in the society, should be able to control the bank and also implement laws that will make them obey government rules by giving up this money to these persons. Because you cannot tell me you are giving money to banks, and the same bank telling us before us, it's not the news. Okay. We all know that banks are complaining every day.
So what's the second option? Very quickly, so we can move on. What's the second option?
Now, the second option is that the withdrawal rate, they said, is it 20,000 naira per withdrawal, right?
Yeah.
Now, you don't have sufficient currency of the new printed note to give to people. At the same time, you're conditioning them of how much they are going to withdraw from the counter, even if it is a old note. I don't understand.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. First of all, while speaking, you talked about going to get money over the counter. The CBN governor clearly said that the new notes will be gotten from the ATMs. There will be no transaction over the counter where new notes are given to people. At least that's what he said earlier. So I'm hoping that, you know, they maintain that. Now, you were saying the CBN, you know, giving money to banks and the banks dispensing old notes, they should be able to control. The CBN is the regulatory body for the banks. They are the regulators. So mandating the banks to follow government policies and all that, that's kind of what they already do. Whether they are doing it well or not is another conversation.
And at one point in time, they issued warnings to banks, and yeah, they insisted the banks had the new Naira notes in their vaults. They said so. So they issued the warning to ensure that at least the money gets into circulation. Now, like you rightly said, the CBN governor pointed out that seemingly some of these banks were withholding it for A-list customers.
For spraying at weddings, by the way.
Mm.
So, again, if you make it to a wedding this week, kindly report. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
What's your name?
This is Jovi calling.
Go ahead, David.
Jovi, not David, Jovi.
Okay. I thought I heard David.
I think I agree with Mr. Cal's opinion on how the money is not going out.
Wow, everybody's agreeing with Cal.
Now, the truth is this, the banks are the ones holding this money. So they have their own special customers where they give this money to. They call them the Oribos. And those customers, they come and then they hold the money for them. So the money does not go out to the society for every other person to withdraw. Despite the fact that CBN has their own rules that says, okay, this is money you can collect a huge amount of money. Fine, we understand all that. But why is it that the banks are holding this money? So that's just the problem. It's not about the fact that Nigerians are not willing to go and deposit their money in the bank and all that. That's not the problem. I have a friend who works in the bank, and the person told me that he has a customer who asked them to gather this money for them. And they're doing all it takes to hold this money for that particular customer because the customer gives them tips. So that's just the major problem.
Oh, my
brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. When you have customers dealing in millions and maybe billions, it's possible the banks will respond. Well, they are VIP customers. Today is the 30th of January. By Sunday, we'll be at the 5th of February. At least we'll be halfway through the extension. I'm sure we can have some assessment as to how it's going at that time. I'm hoping there is improvement. But if the way things are going right now, if that would still be the case by the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, of course, by 2 days to 10th, there will be lots of reactions. Oh, this one happened. I would say that if nothing changes, then Carl would be right. by saying the extension would make no difference. So for this to make a difference, I'm hoping that the banks do better. We're at that point, Carl. Final words?
Yeah, so you just summed it all. For it to make a difference, we have to ensure that the money is available and in circulation. People should realize, like it's been stated, it's not an exchange program. So even if you had 10 million naira of the old currency, you're not going to receive 10 million of the new currency. It's not possible.
Yeah.
So, but you're at least supposed to get a limited amount. I think for the ATMs are not supposed to dispense more than 20,000
per person.
So you see, you will get that amount. So at least you could do the day-to-day if you want to enter keke. But if you want to pay your workers, now here's where the wahala will be. You know, the CBN, that initial write-up they gave us, that for those who need it for something that is, you know, you need it, you have to fill an affidavit, write this, and the bank manager and all that will attest to it. So I don't know if they have enough for that now, but that's the way it's going to be going forward if you require huge amounts of cash for genuine reasons.
All right. Thank you very much, Carl, for joining me